Now to letters from the evening news. The paper has just been full of comment about the political situation and very little else. The online comment is the hot topic of safety fears over the St Stephen's bus bay design.
Don't worry, it's perfectly safe. The design was trialled in a bus depot, apparently, says Marty R.
With no bus shelters, it was worse than it was before, comments PM.
You can't please all of the people all of the time, Albert Cooper says.
It has been a few years since I was last in Norwich, but a few personal insights. The amount of money spent redesigning places like Tombland, Prince of Wales Road, St Stephen's and various other infrastructures, like traffic lights and roundabouts and the NDR. You could have nearly built a whole new city with all the ideas that have been tried and failed to produce the desired effect. Perhaps someone will come up with the idea to return to the way it was in the 1960s, a ring road and a north-south and east-west main road, comments Patrick Shepherd.
I walked along St Stephen's at the weekend. It's already looking sad with all the litter that is accumulating. So, no bus shelters, very, very few bins, and more closed shops than I can remember. I even saw a bus have to brake hard whilst pulling out of the new bus stops, as it didn't seem to see an oncoming bus approaching. Dear, oh dear, this doesn't bode well, says Martin Kentish.
And finally, Plateau says, whatever one's opinion of the St Stephen's Street changes, perhaps due care and attention by everyone would mitigate potential accidents. Pedestrians being careful when crossing, staring at your mobile, doesn't help. Bus drivers pull out slowly, being aware of pedestrians and cyclists. Cyclists keep to the right as much as possible and be aware of buses turning out.